Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Election for Vice President of India to be held on 9th of September. Last date for filing nominations will be on the 21st of August. Showdown continues in Parliament over Bihar's voter list row. Opposition demands discussion on the issue. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day. Election Commission shares draft electoral roll 2025 with all 38 district election officers come district magistrates of Bihar. National Payments Corporation of India implements new set of UPI rules starting from today. U.S. President Donald Trump imposes tariffs on several nations, including 25% on India, effective from 7th August. And in cricket, India to resume their first innings at 204 for 6 against England on second day at Oval in London. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the election to the office of the Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on the 9th of September. More from our correspondent.
The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice President election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The notification for the election will be issued on the 7th of this month and interested candidates can file their nomination by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of the nomination will take place on the 22nd August while the last date of withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of the votes will be held on 9th September. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. After that, the presiding officer, Ghanshyam Tiwari, tried to run the question hour, but the proceedings were disrupted following opposition uproar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Amid the noisy scenes, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering over various issues, including rollback of special intensive revision in Bihar. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow the question hour, saying that it is an important business and the opposition must participate in it.
रोज आपसे आग्रह रहता है कि आप सदन की कार्रवाई को चलने दें, सदस्यों के प्रश्नकाल के समय प्रश्न उठाने दें, लोगों की अपेक्षाएं आकांक्षाएं उनको पूरा होने दें, देश को आगे बढ़ाने में अपना योगदान दें और देश में जो परिवर्तन हो रहे हैं उसके बारे में भी अपनी बात को कहें। नेता ने आपको सदन में अपनी बात को कहने का अभिव्यक्ति व्यक्त करने का अवसर दिया है। ये इतने बड़े अवसर को आप नारेबाजी और तख्तियों से मत गवाओ। सदन की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है।
BJP MP Biplab Kumar Deb has accused the opposition parties of not allowing the parliament to function. Talking to Akashwani News, he said that the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise is not a matter of the parliament but of the Election Commission of India. JDU MP Sanjay Jha has justified the SIR exercise of the Election Commission in Bihar. Talking to Akashwani News, he said the commission has given 1 month's time from today to file any objection.
संविधान ने किसको अधिकार दिया है चुनाव कराने, कौन वोटर लिस्ट को रिवाइज करेगा? ये काम तो इलेक्शन कमीशन को ही करना है। तो इलेक्शन कमीशन बिहार में जो हाउस टू हाउस सर्वे किया है, जो रिवीजन कर रहा है, ये पहले भी हुआ है। तो वहाँ पर बिहार में जो भी निकाला गया है उसका तो डिटेल दे दिया और ये भी बोला 1 महीने का टाइम है, आपको लगता है कुछ गलत हुआ है तो आप आकर के कागज दीजिए और उसको ठीक करा लीजिए।
Meanwhile, the draft electoral roll 2025 was shared with all 38 district election officers, district magistrates of Bihar today. The claims for inclusion and removal of names of voters in this preliminary tentative electoral roll will be accepted till the 1st of September. The list will be shared later in the day with recognized political parties by the Election Commission of India. More from our correspondent.
In Bihar, the genuine aggrieved voters can file their claims and objections regarding inclusion and removal of names from the draft electoral roll to their respective electoral registration officers, known as ERO. The 243 EROs for all assembly constituencies will verify the claims of voters, political parties, genuine citizens, and complete the verification process by 25th September. More than 90,000 booth-level officers have also been deployed for this process. For the convenience of voters and their grievances, a large number of special camps will also be organized from tomorrow to receive applications of claims and objections. After the completion of the process of verification, the final electoral roll will be published on 30th September. On the basis of final voters list, the Bihar Assembly elections 2025 will be conducted later this year. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar today declared a significant hike in the honorarium for several categories of support staff in government schools, including cooks, night watchmen, and physical education and health instructors. This announcement is the latest in a string of measures rolled out by the Nitish Kumar government in the lead up to the assembly elections this year. As per the revised honorarium, cooks employed under the midday meal scheme saw their monthly payment increase from 1,650 rupees to 3,300 rupees, while night watchmen deployed in secondary and higher secondary schools have seen a monthly honorarium increase from 5,000 to 10,000 rupees. Similarly, physical education and health instructors' monthly honorarium increased from 8,000 to 16,000 rupees. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT-ISM, Dhanbad, on the second day of a two-day visit to Jharkhand. Earlier, the president visited the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She gave away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on the occasion. A commemorative stamp was also released to mark the institution's centenary. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has implemented new set of Unified Payments Interface, UPI, rules starting from today. Under the new rules, the name of the recipient will be shown to the sender before each transaction. Each UPI app will allow users to check their bank balance 50 times a day. UPI apps will also be able to limit or stop balance inquiry requests to reduce the load on UPI during peak hours. NPCI has also mandated that the processing of auto payment transactions will only be processed during non-peak hours. Customers will now be able to see the list of banks linked to their mobile number. In case of unconfirmed payments, users will be able to check the payment status only 3 times with a minimum time gap of 90 seconds between attempts. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over various parts of northeast and southern peninsula India, as well as Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and West Rajasthan today. Meanwhile, thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Sikkim and West Madhya Pradesh. The IMD has issued a red alert for East Khasi Hills district with a warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated spells of extremely heavy rain today. The impact-based forecast warns of possible flooding in low-lying areas, landslides and disruption of road and air traffic, particularly in riverbank regions and areas with weak slopes. A report.
According to the IMD's district-wise warning maps, the weather is expected to intensify over the southern belt of Meghalaya. In the next 24 hours, East Khasi Hills will remain under red alert, while southwest Khasi Hills and adjoining districts move to orange alert. While on August 3rd, the red zone expands to cover west Khasi Hills and southwest Khasi Hills, signalling extremely heavy rain in the central and southern region. For Akashwani News, Amida Oshila, Akashwani Shillong.
Continuous rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has disrupted normal life. Due to landslides at several locations, 315 roads, including three national highways, are blocked across the state. In addition, 360 electricity transformers and 259 drinking water schemes are also non-functional. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in several districts of the state until August the 5th.
In Himachal Pradesh, rain has been continuing since morning in several places, including the capital Shimla. In the past 24 hours, Bhatiyat in Chamba district recorded the highest rainfall at 118 millimeters. Taking into account the safety of children, the district administration Chamba has ordered the closure of all educational institutions today. The Chandigarh-Manali National Highway near Pando Dam in Mandi district has been blocked due to a major landslide. Mandi Superintendent of Police Sakshi Verma stated that the administration is present at the site and efforts are underway to restore traffic. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said Armed Forces Headquarters, AFHQ Civilian Services, has always worked to strengthen the country's defence framework. Speaking on the AFHQ Civilian Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said AFHQ Civilian Services has played a crucial role in internally fortifying the nation's security system. He noted its role is significant in the efficient and strategic functioning of the country's defence organisations.
संकट की घड़ी में आर्म्ड फोर्सेज हेडक्वार्टर सिविलियन सर्विसेज ने वार टाइम हो या पीस टाइम हो हमारी देश की रक्षा व्यवस्था को अंदर से मजबूत करने में एक बहुत ही अहम भूमिका निभाई है आर्म्ड फोर्सेज हेडक्वार्टर सर्विसेज रक्षा मंत्रालय के लिए एक इंस्टीट्यूशनल मेमोरी का काम करती है जो यहां के एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन में कंसिस्टेंसी डोमेन एक्सपर्टीज और यूनिफॉर्मिटी प्रदान करता है
U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday signed a sweeping executive order imposing higher tariffs on several nations, including India and the 27-member European Union. The order, titled Further Modifying the Reciprocal Tariff Rates, is set to take effect from August the 7th, 7 days after its issuance, with rates going up to 41%. The tariff hike is part of Trump's effort to rebalance what he terms unfair trade deficits and national security risks. According to new executive order, the steepest hikes include 41% on Syria, 40% on Laos and Myanmar, 39% on Switzerland, 35% on Iraq, Serbia and Canada. India faces a 25% tariff, while Pakistan has been hit with 19%. While the initial tariff deadline was August the 1st, the implementation was deferred to August the 7th to allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection time to update its systems. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.4% down in afternoon trade today. On the sectoral front, pharma, healthcare and IT were dragging the most, while FMCG and media lent some support. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped 281 points to 80,904. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 204 for 6 against hosts England on the second day of the fifth test at the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. Karun Nair not out at 52 and Washington Sundar, unbeaten at 19, will look to further continue their partnership of 51 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election for Vice President of India to be held on 9th of September. Last date for filing nominations will be on the 21st of August. Showdown continues in Parliament over Bihar's voter list row. Opposition demands discussion on the issue. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day. Election Commission shares draft electoral roll 2025 with all 38 district election officers, cum district magistrates of Bihar. National Payments Corporation of India implements new set of UPI rules starting from today. U.S. President Donald Trump imposes tariffs on several nations, including 25% on India, effective from 7th August. And in cricket, India to resume their first innings at 204 for 6 against England on second day at Oval in London. And with that, we end the midday news.